From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live Session. JPR Live Sessions are recorded with Audix microphones. Audix, when sound matters. My guest today is back at JPR for the third time, though this is the first time we've actually done it in a proper studio. Once was in our old cavernous basement, another time was recorded in a living room, but we have now put you in a bona fide studio. Amy Levere is back. Hello.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
I'm happy to be here.
And you have brought friends. You have brought friend anyway. Will Sexton is here.
I've got friend Will Sexton and little poodle Isla Lucy.
Little support animal.
That's
participates
right.
In all of the sessions.
Yes, she does.
Was she part of the recording process of the record?
Yeah, she was there every day. She was there every day.
She's extremely small and extremely mellow.
Yeah, she's like a little furry Buddha. She looks like a little black tarantula Buddha.
Can we start by talking about the poison deathmongers?
The poison deathmongers? It's the blatant deathmongers.
Is that what it was?
How did you know?
Well, I was poking around online and discovered that was what your first official band?
Yeah, I guess that was my very first band. Yeah, was the blatant deathmongers, and I actually played drums.
Really?
Mm-hmm. In the band, this is middle school.
How long was that a band?
1 year. We were a band 1 year, one school year, really. I don't think we carried on our friendship much into the summer. We lived way out in the country, so it wasn't. You really only saw people that weren't your right next door neighbors during the school year.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Well, there is actually a band and a record that we should talk about, which is the brand new one called Painting Blue. It just came out earlier this year on 9 Mile Records. Your working title for this, for those that were following along with you online, was a color scheme for quite some time. It became Painting Blue. Why? What happened?
Well, both titles came from a song that's on the record called Painting Blue. And basically, Whilst the song seems like I'm singing it to someone else, it's sort of I'm asking what happened to the full color scheme and why all the gloom and doom and just sort of pointing out missing parts of somebody that you haven't seen in a while when people go dark, you know. So the song is called Painting Blue, and there's the line is, "You once had the full color scheme, and now you're painting blue on everything." So initially it was going to be a color scheme. But really when I got right down to it, the record, it sort of has a mono theme throughout it, which is, I guess, things that are somewhat dark and desperate. And so I don't think that this record truly has the full color scheme. I think it's a study on something pretty particular.
Mm. It's mostly originals. It does lead off with, I think, a John Martin tune.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
What are you guys going to play first?
We're going to play this John Martin tune.
Oh, great.
Glad you brought it up.
This is Amy Levere and Will Sexton playing live today here at Jefferson Public Radio.
Thank you. tumble, waiting for the planes to fall, waiting for the cities to crumble. They're waiting to see us crawl. No, I don't wanna know.
That is I Don't Want to Know. It leads off the brand new record, Painting Blue. Amy Levere is here with Will Sexton playing music from the new record out on 9 Mile Records. AmyLevere.com, the place to go online to find out more. This one produced by the man who is to your right.
That's right.
Will Sexton produced it.
That's right. Yeah, Will's done a lot of production work, and I think anytime Will's in a studio in any capacity, he ends up being something of a producer because he's got really fantastic ideas and a real supportive presence, and it was just kind of a no-brainer for us to just do it just together.
Maybe I should just bring him in here with me.
Yeah.
We'll make this thing sound great. It's been almost, 5 years since your last Amy Levere record.
Right.
You were not dormant in the middle. There was Motel Mirror's record that came out. What other things have been going on in the interim while you have been slowly picking away at putting together a new record?
Well, I've also released a record with Luther Dickinson called Sisters of the Strawberry Moon, and there was a record that called Red Hot that was a collaboration record with artists like Jimbo Mathis and Luther that and Valerie June and Alvin Youngblood Hart, where we all contributed to this record in tribute of Sun Records, and the proceeds for that recording go to St. Jude's Children's Hospital. And we've just been, Will and I, we stay on the road 200 days a year, so we've just been sort of rowing the boat and traveling. And I've made this record over the last 2 years, really, as I finally had some material and a concept, and then also had the time and the people that I wanted to work on it would be in town, because pretty much everybody that's featured on the record are also touring musicians in their own projects. So getting the time and the space where everybody could be there for certain songs, and it was just a long, drawn out process, really.
Did you have the songs in the bag?
I had the songs in the bag, yeah. So, well, that's not entirely true. No, I mean, I really kind of went into record as I had a song or an idea, and we recorded a lot more than actually made it onto the record, and I've written more. So I don't think it'll be 5 years before I make the next record. That's for sure.
You did an Indiegogo campaign for this, crowdfunded, and at your own admission, were perhaps not the most aggressive self-promoter ever.
Yeah, it's my least favorite part of this job, really.
Why?
It just never suited my clothes, really. I don't have a real, I'm not crafty with social media to begin with, and I find it to be a real chore. It's not something that I enjoy doing, and all of the kind of amazing sneaky ways you can go about of getting your name out today, and that, and building your own Spotify list with your song stuck in there. All these little things, yeah. They just feel so gross to me. But I admire people at the same time that have a real knack for it. But for me, I like traveling and playing music, and the promotion part is something that I've always been sort of lousy at, really.
Yeah. So instead of burying your face in a smartphone, what do you like to do when you have downtime?
I like to drive.
Yeah?
I like to drive the van. I like to cook. I like to clean.
Well, you had a drive up here from the Redwoods, right?
Yeah, it was spectacular.
It's got to be one of the better drives that you get to do over the course of a year.
Yeah, so it was beautiful. The Redwoods are spectacular, but there's a treacherous road and a big, heavy, heavy van when the rain was. So today was really nice.
Well, I'm glad you made it. Amy Levere is my guest, along with Will Sexton in the studio today. The new record just out is called Painting Blue, out on 9 Mile Records. What are you guys going to play next? You put the bass down.
Yes, I put the bass down. This is a song that I'm not going to play bass on. this is a tune that was written by an artist named David Halley. Speaking of which, Will produced a record on him several years back called A Month of Some Days. And I just couldn't stop listening to this particular tune and decided that I wanted to cut my own version of it. So here it is. It's called Stick Horse.
Now the world keeps spinning and it makes me feel like that little ball on the roulette wheel. Well, I know which one, 'cause I can guess where I'll finally come to rest. Till the men pay the winner, the stick horse kid will ride. Now all the pretty horses coming round the track, my long odds beauty, she can't be held back. Oh, I love to see her flying without no wings. I feel like the kid that grabbed the golden ring. Till the men pay the winner, the stick horse kid will ride. Now thinking about these words I say and the way I understand them, I'm letting go of the way I planned it. I'm making out like a one arm bandit. Someday stretch out smooth as felt. You pick up your hand and you see what's dealt. Or the sun will keep rising, then sinking down. I've got the kind of cards that make the world go round. Till the men pay the winner, the stick horse kid will ride. Keep rising, then sinking down. I've got the kind of cards to make this world go round. Till the men pay the winner, the stick horse kid will ride. Yeah, big tip to the dealer, the stick horse kid will ride.
That is Amy Levere. Will Sexton in the studio today playing music from the new record called Painting Blue. That went out on 9 Mile Records. Well, while you are slowly picking the bass back up off the floor, I want to ask about it. That thing looks like it has seen some miles. Where did you first connect with that particular instrument?
well, I bought this instrument in 22 years ago in Nashville. I lived there real briefly. And it belonged to a very, very well-known upright bass player named Dave Rowe. And this particular bass actually did see some miles with Johnny Cash. He played with Johnny Cash some.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And, I think anyone who's touched it, which I think there's been three of us, have just beat the hell out of it. But it still plays really lovely. And I bought another one at one point because this one became so precious to me. I didn't want it to break on the road. I just knew it was, would crush me. And after a year and a half of traveling with the other upright, I just missed this one. And when I picked it back up, I thought, oh, I got to take this one back out on the road again. So
now, I remember reading somewhere that you play just a little bit of electric bass.
I'm getting a lot better at it. Yeah, I'm getting a lot better at it. I mean, they're not terribly dissimilar, you know. I mean,
does it not speak to you? Is that the thing? Or
it's all the same notes. Not initially, it didn't. There's a lot more you can hide in the percussive nature of the upright.
Yeah.
And to me, it's, you know, more like dancing with somebody, and I just had an instant rapport with.
Well, it's
the
as big as you are.
Upright. Yes, it is actually. but the electric just said out of. You know, we've done some, we go to Europe every year, and I own an upright that lives in London, but sometimes we start out in Amsterdam, and so we have to, you know, we ask the venues to provide an upright for me, and I'll take this electric bass, and after doing that every year, you know, I've gotten better at it, and I've gotten to where I really, really enjoy playing the electric quite a bit.
I'm really glad you brought up the trips to Europe. I wanted to ask you about Music Export Memphis.
Yeah.
Is an organization that is sort of behind these trips or funding these trips, or how does this work?
Well, it's brand new. I mean, I was lucky enough to get to take advantage of it, but it's $1,000. I mean, if you're going, if you're taking Memphis music and you're going overseas with it, each group, not each individual, but each group, they gift you $1,000 to offset some of the costs.
Oh, like a stipend.
It's just a stipend. Wow. You know, it covered, you know, half of one of our plane tickets.
Yeah. So is it...
Or the rental car, however you want to look at it.
Right. So is it sort of in conjunction with, like, the tourism industry?
Yes.
Or, yeah.
Yes. It's roped into our CVB. So
right
that's
on.
The Visitors Bureau, yeah.
And you went to, what, Italy this last year? And have you been more than once or just one time so far under this program?
Well, you only get to do it once a year.
Okay.
And even at that, you have to apply, and they have to approve, and they look through all your minutiae and make sure you're representing the city.
I'm sure there are no other musicians in Memphis competing for this.
Oh, yeah, exactly. and of course, they only offer so many. So you have to have at least, I think, 8 tour dates.
That's really cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful. It's a really cool thing that they're doing.
Well, I know not that long ago, a ton of folks were glued to the television watching this documentary that Ken Burns just put out on country music. Are you in that world? Like, is the stuff that you're putting out country music in your mind? Does it have shades of country music, or is it something else entirely?
Well, it kind of would depend, I guess, what record you're speaking about. Because on this record, I don't know so much that it does. There's maybe one song. I think No Room for Baby would feel country. But, you know, really, I think it's just kind of avant-garde folk music.
Right.
That's sort of how I feel if I was to have to give this record in particular.
Yeah, I mean, they sort of touched on the burgeoning, quote, Americana scene. But that is so all-encompassing that it's really hard to figure out what that means. And, you know, people that are buying records or going to concerts don't use that term.
Right.
They often just don't use any terms except I like this person or this band.
Which I appreciate that because it's hard.
How have you found a place?
I don't know
for
that
yourself?
I have.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know that I have. I mean, it's like even when my records are in the, you know, in a record store, they're in Americana, they're in pop, they're in folk, they're in country, and not all at the same time. So I don't really know.
As long as they're in all of those categories, you're doing okay, I guess, right?
I guess.
Yeah. Are you still acting?
No. I the last project I had was 2 years ago, and it was a film that went right to DVD. Quirky little oddball little film that my friend Muck Sticky made. Muck is he's a real character. He's sort of he's a rapper for good and all things marijuana, and he's been wearing pajama pants for the last 20 years, and that's all he'll wear. And he's just this character, and he called upon me to be in this movie that he and his mom were making together, and so I made a movie called Dig That Zeebo is the name of the movie.
I'm glad you're back here. This new record is really pretty, so
thanks
for playing a few songs. Amy Levere is my guest, along with Will Saxton, in the studio. That record is called Painting Blue. Amy Levere, LAVERE.com is the website. What do you guys want to finish up with today?
Well, how about we do this nice little song about the apocalypse, the pending apocalypse?
Yeah, there's no battle hymn in our hearts. There's no high notes ascending into your victory march. I used to wish the wind would carry us away. Just can't trust it could send us to any better place. Yeah, lay down our trouble and save what we can. Yeah, please show me mercy, let go of my hand. Yeah, why don't we just tell our pride to stand down? We've surrendered love, there's no threat to us now. Yeah, there's no battle hymn, just alarms. The deafening sound in our heads that we cannot disarm. Behind our eyes, the truth still hurts. But no one's ready to admit we may be out of time. Yeah, lay down our trouble and save what we can. Yeah, please show me mercy, let go of my hand. Why don't we just tell our pride to stand down? We've surrendered love, there's no threat to us now.
Can't trust it could send us to any better.
place.
That is No Battle Hymn. It comes from the new record, Painting Blue. Amy Levere is here with help on vocals and acoustic guitar from Will Sexton. It's out on 9 Mile Records. You can find information at amylevere.com. JPR Live Sessions are supported by and recorded with Audix Microphones. Located in Wilsonville, Oregon, Audix designs, engineers, and manufactures high-performing, innovative products that contribute to the advancement of the professional audio industry. Amy, so great to see you again. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. It's great to see you, too. Really great.